Hello, motherfuckers.
What's up to the crowd, the African-American listeners only? Mm-hmm. Good morning to them.
Good morning.
Good morning to black women and black women only.
To black women alone.
To black women only. This is a black women only show.
Shouts out to the one black guy that came to Indianapolis.
Whoa. It's the black women only show. Good morning, everybody. It's Tom Black Woman here.
Yes, some more Tom Joyner content. Let's get it. Yeah, let's get it.
Tom Black Woman here.
So this bitch is Tom Joyner is a black woman. Yeah, well, but his first name is Tom.
It's the exact same guy, except his name is Tom Black Woman. Okay. Sybil, what's my name? Tom, you silly. Tom, you're being silly.
We got...
Shit, you lucky. You lucky my dick is small, playboy.
I like this, yeah.
I love that guy.
This is a Nixon you character.
Yeah, shit, you lucky I got a small ass dick, playboy.
Is a guy...
Shit, otherwise, it'd be on site. luckily for you, my dick is small as hell.
A man de-escalating a fight because his cock is small.
Luckily, I got a small ass dick.
But still being sort of threatening about
it.
Shit, you lucky.
The way another person would say, you lucky my kids are here or something like that.
Yeah, almost as if he'll come back with a big dick.
Yeah, as if it's a thing that could change.
As if it's like, oh, today I've got a small dick.
My dick small as shit, I'm gay.
Damn, someone sent me a link to... like a subreddit where they post pictures of trans bottom surgeries that got fucked up, or like, you know, somebody that went to like a Dr. Nick type.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
damn, the guys that are just kind of freehanding like new cocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough, dude. I would want the best of the best for that.
Well, they're not making cocks.
Yeah, you got to get a luxury
dick.
Even the
holes are bad. I mean, you said, did you see that one I sent to the group chat?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was that a penis? Or?
It was
an asshole and a balls.
They sort of like sewed
penis.
Everything up inside, moved the asshole up, and then left the tip of the dick out as a clit.
Oh,
but
no.
The rest of it looks like, you know.
I couldn't tell what was going on, honestly. Like I thought they made a clit a penis.
A 15-year-old's first day at fucking, you know, Domino's, and they're like, all right, now you try to make a pizza on your own. They're like, all right, yeah, that was close, but...
All right, try on this one. Yeah,
I feel like you could get a real luxury pussy though, if you want.
Who?
Well, a trans person.
I was saying the other day, it's like it's funny because it's
I bet it's expensive.
Gender dysphoria, it's real. I don't give a shit what people do. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like if it's gonna make you happier, sure. Like, to avoid concern trolling, I'm not gonna say like, maybe we should make sure, you know, this is what is needed before you do like a. Irreversible fucking surgery to people.
Mm-hmm. So you're not saying that?
I'm not saying that. Well, I mean, obviously there should be like...
Don't some trans people not get the surgery though?
Yeah, some of them don't. But...
Nice.
It is funny because it's like, I think to a certain degree, it's like, you know, gender dysphoria is probably elevated just by like the fact that gender roles are not, you know... Hold on, sorry. Let me pause video games.
Sorry, yeah,
he's
just
playing GTA 5 while he's going on.
And I'm entranced, dude. Anytime GTA's in the room, I can't pay attention.
Yeah.
Nick was kicking
I'm trying to kick a cash register.
The cash register
so
ammunition.
Alert the police to where my area is.
Why don't you just start killing people?
Because I'm just trying to farm money so I can buy some body armor.
Hmm. Why do you want the police?
Do some body work. I don't want the police.
Oh, you don't
want
the police.
Shoot the register, the police will show up. If you just kick it, they don't.
Smart.
They leave you alone.
This man is a smart Grand Theft Auto criminal.
You're lucky my penis is small. If I had a normal ass penis,
I'd be fucking your ass up.
We'd be having a different conversation right now. First of all, there'd be two sounds. One, the sound of my fist hitting your face, and the other sound of the ground hitting your face after I hit you in the face. All right.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
$97.
How much does body armor cost?
Like $6,000.
Body barmer.
My thing is lecturing
mm-hmm.
homeless black men about gender roles while calling them my dude.
In the GTA universe or in real life?
Yeah, in the GTA universe.
You just go around.
Yeah.
You go around.
I move the character next to him. I'm like, listen, my dude, you got to be careful with those gendered slurs. Okay, my dude? My dude.
All right, my guy.
My bad look, my guy, my dude guy.
Just a schizophrenic veteran of the of Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Who's calling a mailbox slurs? The mailbox he shits inside of, slurs.
Shit, don't look at me like that. You look at my penis is small. I'll tell you, you Chinese look at my penis damn small. Be just like it was on a 50 cal.
You only kick the cash register? Why can't you punch it?
There's no way to punch anything, Adam.
You can't punch in GTA?
There's one button to hit things and then the game.
Oh, yeah.
What about a
baseball
bat?
The game decides.
I don't have a baseball bat.
We'll get one. What the fuck?
Lito sucked the dick that day.
If you just... You got to work smart, not hard, bro.
But that was an all he missed. Now he's smoking crack.
And he's sucking dick.
Ian sucked the dick that day. Now he's smoking crack.
Who is Baz Luhrmann or whatever?
Yeah, Baz Skaggs.
Baz Luhrmann is
Baz
Skaggs. That's the director of Romeo plus Juliet.
Romeo and
Moulin Rouge.
That's a cute way of saying it.
Yeah.
That makes it way funnier.
Shut up, Nick.
I mean, that was a gay ass way to say Romeo and Juliet.
That's
man.
How it looks on the poster.
And that's.
That's the name of the movie. Look on IMDb. It's Romeo plus Juliet.
And it's funny.
Shut up.
Who's Baz Skaggs?
Baz Skaggs is the director of Romeo and Juliet.
All right.
He also directed the great Gatsby, as Adam would say. Is it Gatsby?
It's Gatsby. It's Gatsby. It's
the great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. They were just on Long Island, right?
Check out Adam's new bit, The Great Gatsby.
He's bi. He's bisexual.
Well, no, he's just saying the name of the book.
Oh, because maybe he could fuck Daisy and the guy she's married to.
I think that's
to.
Implied.
Tom.
Tom. Yeah. Tom. What's his name?
Thom.
Tom. I always read it as
Thom.
Thom
York.
Thomass.
Thomass.
That's your name.
So you're just going to sit here and kick the cash register.
You're going to run away from the store so the cash register fills up again?
Yes.
And
a lot of people have a problem with the way I play video games.
Like, how long is this going to take to get body armor?
To get $90 every time?
You're talking to the man that made all the clothes in Red Dead Redemption before doing a single mission. I made sure I had my looks on point.
And you're just running laps till it clears.
So the game remembers that you killed the cashier, but it doesn't remember that you stole
Look,
the
I'm
money.
I'm making Franklin a productive member of the community.
All right. Enough of that. We all respect Franklin.
Put me in charge. This is how I would do it. If I came from these circumstances, that's what I don't understand is black people talk about economic oppression or whatever. It's like, have you ever thought about just waiting for the cash register to respawn? Punching it so you don't attract the attention of the police.
After killing the shopkeeper.
After parking a car in the drive to the doors so that the doors stay open so you can use a sniper rifle on him. I'm just saying.
You're just kicking the dead body.
Oh, you got them both.
I got them both that time.
Nick, for those at home, Nick is only, he's been settling for one. But this time he figured out how to get
it. It was
both.
Probably annoying listening to me play video games on the podcast when it was a game that had just come out.
Yeah. This is a game from what, like 4 years ago?
Way longer than that. The game came out in like 2011, I think.
Wow, really?
GTA 5?
Maybe 2012, yeah.
It looks great.
Maybe 2013.
Either way.
2013
certainly it's
at
old.
The fucking latest, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's a lot of jokes in it. Like their version of UPS is called Post-Op. Can you imagine if they came out with a GTA 5 game and it was, or GTA 6 is like, oh, people are going to be pissed off about that.
About the fucked up, like, dicks you've been looking at?
No, I mean, it's like a transphobic joke.
I know, that's what I mean. It seemed like you had a real soliloquy on this and then you started kicking the cash register.
Oh, yeah. Well, who gives a shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, the only point I was making is that, like, gender dysphoria is probably
magnified. As whatever work you can do to, you know, as quote unquote smash the patriarchy, mm-hmm. or sort of erase gender roles, they're always going to exist in one form or another because of like advertising. So you can redefine masculinity as like, I mean, it's like that fucking, what was that commercial that's like, make sure you be a bro and like, it, like and if somebody's hitting on a girl. Yeah. So the
Gillette commercials.
The Gillette commercials, yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, it's like the aspirational messaging of advertisements are never going to be able to do anything other than create gender distinctions and then tell you that you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole point of it.
Because, yeah, you have to buy the thing.
So, and, yeah, exactly. You have to buy the fucking thing.
So what if we start advertising?
But they don't do that anymore. Pussies. They used to have like girls that were way hotter than you'll ever look. And now they have girls that kind of look like you, no? Don't they have like ugly people now in ads?
Sure, but that doesn't mean that they're not still aspirational get a commercial. And creating the same problems. It's like 50 years ago, nobody would have been like, oh, people in the ads are too beautiful. It's like, of course, it's like...
It's an ad. It's you want to look like it.
To what extent it creates pressure on you to aspire to be whatever they're presenting is like maybe yet to be determined or not apparent, but just because they put like average looking people in there doesn't mean that it's not...
They should put hot people
anyways,
back in
my
them.
My point is that...
With their tits out.
With their tits out. Even better this time.
Is that as, like, trans stuff is more represented or at least used specifically to market things, it's going to create, like, again, like an aspirational idea of what a perfect trans person is. Case in point, that fucking, like... Just Jazz show on TLC.
True, yeah.
So some network.
What's that?
Like,
we watched. So some network, because like, you
what?
Know, it's like
that hot like trans child with big fake titties.
A hot child?
Yeah, she was like, you know.
This I gotta see.
some like, you know.
She's like rich, so she got the best surgery. Yeah,
exactly. So entertainment liberals are gonna be like, wow, this trans stuff is important. Let's do this let's represent people. And they're like, okay, we'll do a show about a trans person. Let's get the perfect trans person.
right.
A very rich one whose parents aren't giving them
been
any
on,
shit.
Well, yeah. Who've been on board since they were four.
Since day one.
Or like Caitlyn Jenner, who was like a rich man her whole life.
Right, exactly. They're not gonna show you, they're not gonna do a trans show
and
about
a murder.
Like the fucking the girl in Ohio who comes from steel worker stock, so her hands are already big for a man anyways.
and her family threw her out
of fucking like biceps and Adam's apples, like buying a pink tank top, and like that's it, that's where you max out on
right. she can't wait to move to New York.
You're going to be able to consume is, and this is like, this is because it moves into the mainstream and then becomes the domain of advertisers or whatever. They did have representation in art, things like Boys Don't Cry or whatever, but as it moves from being a subset of like not necessarily counterculture but something that can exist in its own on its own terms in like I guess marginalized media too, now a thing that's front and center, the identity of trans people at large is or at least in culture at large is going to be like a rich one like Caitlyn Jenner or
stop breathing into the mic, Adam, it's picking up.
He didn't have anything to interrupt with, so he's gonna
what do you talk
he's gonna breathe.
Do you have another wind guard?
You breathed heavy as a bitch.
You
twice.
Can't
wait, who gives a shit, it doesn't
I don't
matter
think I
all
am.
I'm saying is yes, that you like are. Seeing those fucked up surgeries, it's like, oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well if I was a trans person, I'd wait out on for the technology to get
that's
better.
That's what you would do?
That's what you'd do, huh?
Yeah.
So that, like an unironic version of me saying, if I was a black person, here's how I would do it. I would wait for the register to respawn.
No, I just wait for the technology to get really good so you can get like a really sick pussy or penis.
Well, how long are you going to wait, bro?
Yeah, how long are you going to wait?
I don't know.
Because it's better now than it was 10 years ago.
That's not how it works with like literally any other thing that people are like deeply insecure about, so they pursue some elective surgery.
I was insecure about not having a smartphone, then I waited for the iPhone 5, you know?
No, that's not a good example. Here's what I'll say about this discussion.
You had to go to a dandruff specialist.
What are you talking about?
And you still have horrible skin. You didn't wait for that.
Yeah, but what are you talking about?
Wait until they have the right medicine.
But you're saying that
the surgery
is the response to gender dysphoria, and that's not necessarily the truth.
What do you mean?
A lot of trans people don't get bottom surgery,
that doesn't mean that the surgery isn't like the response to gender dysphoria. Just because
I'm just saying it's not a universal response.
Here's what I'll say.
Of course, it's not a universal response. I never made that claim. I didn't say they all get the surgery.
Before this becomes debate club
Yeah, this is kind of why we're talking
about this.
Here's
what I'll say. I watched the movie, what's the one with the strippers?
The Ratatouille.
No.
Showgirls.
Listen, I just wanted to say this. I recently watched
Finding
JJ
Nemo.
The Jet Plane.
Yeah.
And I was confused by some.
No, what was the movie with the strippers with J-Lo?
Oh, yeah. Hustlers.
Hustlers.
I didn't see that.
Norman just texted me. I just realized that Worf's name was probably actually Worth.
What's that? From Star Trek?
Yeah.
Worf. Oh, that's good. Yeah. He was black.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Sorry, I was not familiar with Star Trek that much. And apparently there was a... Well, first of all, J-Lo's cheeks. She does a strip tease.
How about an Italian guy?
She's in
guy
her 50s
in the
now?
Beginning
an Italian
where it's
guy
incredible.
Watching Star Trek, and he sees Worf come on the screen. He's like, well, what the hell is this? Fucking Grand Theft Auto? What is this? Grand Theft Auto? What are you watching? All right, I'll see you later.
All right, I got to go.
All right, I got to get out of here. I'll see you.
Apparently, there was a trans woman in that, one of the strippers, and I didn't even realize, so I'm an ally,
in
dude. Because I would have jacked off to everyone.
Wait,
in
what
Hustlers.
Show? Oh,
in the movie
he
Hustlers.
Said one of the strippers was trans.
So I'm an ally.
Yeah, okay.
That's my point. Because I wanted to have sex with everybody on screen, basically, for the most part, with a couple exceptions. The old lady, but even her, I guess I would get head from.
Sure. Was there an old lady?
Yeah, she was like kind of like the momager.
Not J-Lo, though.
J-Lo, I would murder you to have sex with J-Lo, Adam.
You would murder me?
If I had to. I wouldn't be happy. I'd
just
be
have sex with her one time? It seems kind of selfish, honestly.
I'd stab you for sure.
Just a stab?
If you survived, yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
You're only in the hospital 3 days total.
3 days, and there's no sepsis or anything?
No. Your dick
no
gets
infection?
A little smaller.
Yeah.
My dick is a little smaller? That's selfish, dude.
Nice,
I think that's
a
classic
that
selfish thought,
it's
dude.
A blade for my forge. My alchemy forge.
1,000 years I've been on this mountain crafting.
Damn, a blade that would make people's dicks
a
little
sword
smaller.
That makes your dick smaller with every slash. Just going through the battlefield on a horse, a struggling horse. You're riding a pig, some sort of like fantasy.
A war pig with armor and shit.
Yeah, like a big war pig.
Is that a real
I would
thing?
Love to.
No, it's we're talking about fantasy stuff.
Dude.
It'd be like a fantasy.
I'm saying what where they get
it would have
the name
tusks.
For the song.
It would have tusks.
That's
it would
sick.
Be giant,
like a boar.
A huge boar
yeah.
with armor.
That's pretty dope.
And I would be slashing people, and they'd be like, I'm not dead. And then they'd look at their, they'd feel their cocks start to shrink.
Yeah.
And then who really won? You fucking idiots.
Yeah. No, I'm right. I'm flying.
Answer me this,
I'm
Nick.
I'm flying above the battlefield.
What do you, what do you
a
have?
A throne made out of skulls.
What is your weapon?
I don't know how. I just observe.
You observe.
He's Switzerland.
I created the conflict that made this battle happen.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude! I love
I've
that.
The
I'm
flame.
On the fuck it. I'm
you
in
just
the.
Watch
I'm in the mud,
right.
Dude.
I run experiments on the whatever species
we're fighting.
Orcs and elves. I create these the social dynamics to make them fight
and
see how it plays out, so I can learn about emotions.
Oh, okay.
I see. Adam, what's your position? I'm in the mud. I'm in the field slashing people, making their dick small on my
Oh, I'm like one of those I sing like an epic poem
no.
with like a harp about like 1,000 years
yeah.
of
you
of
sing,
elf history.
You sing the gay song after I fought.
Yeah, the gay
That's true.
I'm the gay song guy.
You ever see the Ralph Bakshi movie Wizards?
No.
It's pretty sick.
I've never seen it. What happens?
I don't know, the animation school.
Is
it's about like a robot assassin that worked there. So there's two wizards.
Okay.
They're
and
brothers.
A robot, interesting.
Yeah, there's two wizards, they're brothers. The mom favors one of them rather than the other one.
Of course.
So the other one, like, I can't
goes
remember,
he
kills the
evil?
Mom or something.
Whoa.
He's evil, he's an evil wizard, and then there's the good wizard.
Hell yeah, classic, and dude. A wizard, a good versus an evil wizard, sign me the fuck up for that.
Yeah.
Especially if they're brothers.
Yeah,
the
a Saruman versus a Gandalf the White.
Check this out, the evil wizard discovers like a secret power, and the secret power is Nazi.
Or
imagery.
Sauron?
So he...
Wait,
just,
really?
Like, it's like putting swastikas on all the orcs. And, like, fucking
and it turns them evil, like Majin Buu?
Well, it gives him more power.
Whoa.
Fascism gives him like power.
Oh, is that
real?
It's
out in the 70s, so everything's like political.
Gotcha. I'll watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah,
dude.
It's tight. The animation's cool.
Wait, is it all animated?
Yeah.
Or are the battle scenes? Oh, nice.
It's all animated.
Because you remember when they used to do like claymation for special effects?
Mm-hmm.
Like when the Cyclops, he would be made out of clay and yeah. shit.
Yeah, and like it would in Star Wars.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, that kind of shit. Yeah.
Star Wars was modeling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Smash of the Titans.
That's when they you fuck a really big bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The Titan is her pussy.
I would love to fuck a woman that weighs 1,000 pounds.
Now, is that because she's giant?
Morbidly obese or
she
or
fat
dense
as
and powerful?
Bedridden people, and I just do it.
Oh,
like,
one of those.
Gross. And then I walk out with. I don't say anything else. I just walk out. I go, gross.
Would it be doggy style or would it be facing?
It would be couch style.
Couch?
Yeah, like when you fuck a couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just
so
have
you
to find
even
a little
be sure
crevice.
It would be her
I have,
pussy.
Yeah, I have no
yeah
idea.
Just a fold.
Mm-hmm. I never fucked a couch. I got to be honest.
I think I didn't, not to completion, maybe.
I never fucked couches, man.
I rubbed my dick up on a
I
bunch of
I rubbed my
shit.
Dick on a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would really, at first, I would really go to town on a specific pillow. And
I was never one of those kids that, like, fucked my mattress and stuff.
No.
And, like, created pussies out of everything.
Neither was I.
Yeah.
I was strictly hand, strictly dry.
Yeah.
Oh, you never fucked with lotion?
No.
I got into lotion.
I tried. It was too slippery.
I'm a dry jacker.
It was too slippery, dude.
Yeah.
My dick kept falling out of my hands.
What? <It's attached laughs> What the fuck does that even mean?
It was too much to handle, dude. Too much, too slippery. I don't know. I couldn't get a good torque on it.
Well, how? You just...
But, you know, it's fucking like a banana slips out of...
No, but it's attached to your body. I mean, it's like it can't...
Yeah, the penis
also,
doesn't fly
also,
forward.
Hold on. No, a banana doesn't slip. I've never dropped
it. No, that
a
doesn't happen.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Like,
you
whoop.
Squeeze the bottom of the peel.
Whoop. You've seen that imagery somewhere. Come on, help me out
I don't think that's
here.
Something that happens in the natural universe.
I think maybe in a banana split?
What? The ice cream?
I don't know. Look, the point is, it was I couldn't get a nice enough. It felt like I wasn't in control. It felt like I was along for the ride. Like I was in a car sitting passenger seat and it's going 100 miles an hour. No, I was driving, but the car was going too fast. There was no brakes.
It's just a pain to clean up, but beating off with like lotion's much better.
I don't know. Well, what's there to clean off? You have a moisturized
fucking
lotion
dick. All over your hands.
You put it on your legs. You have smooth
no,
skin.
Never, because there's cum in there.
You
not
cum
in
separately.
The lotion. The lotion's no. on your dick.
No, there's lotion.
The cum
everywhere.
Comes at the
how
end.
How much
of the
lotion
dick?
Are you? Are you pouring lotion all over your balls and cock?
Yeah, I have to use a lot of lotion.
No, man, you just put a little on your hand, and even I found that to be too unwieldy.
No.
Yeah.
You just got the Costco-sized Jergens.
Yeah.
How many pumps are you using to beat off with lotion?
I mean, I can't pump. I mean, probably 15. You get some of the lotion on there, and then you go back and get more and put it on the other parts.
How
of your
dry
dick.
Is your penis?
It's pretty dry, dude. It's a bone.
Dude, this is more of a dermatologist issue
yeah.
than a dick issue, I think.
Well, answer me this, Nick.
No.
Why would they put a plus sign in the name of Romeo and Juliet?
No.
And not
to
the
look
word
cool.
And or an ampersand.
For idiots like you would like it.
With me, I think it's confusing to put a plus sign.
No.
Yeah. So
where else do you see a plus sign
right,
used
guess,
as a?
I guess they did it so the professional comedians could do a cute joke about the name.
It wasn't a joke. Come on. It's not a bit. It's not a big closer for my act.
Yeah, it is. It could be.
If
we laughed
Romeo
at it, you would have put it in
plus Juliet. Thanks, everybody. It means so much to me that you all came out, and it's like really just, it makes me feel so good, and things have been so bad lately. And okay, just get off the stage, man. No, we appreciate you, but you don't need to go into detail like that.
I never said that. I've never said that.
I say thank you for coming. I appreciate it, because I do. And thank you to everyone who does come.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to go.
That's
and
cool.
Then you fall asleep in the tracksuit you've been wearing for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Then you wake up, do the shows again.
You smell your balls. Jesus Christ.
How vinegary do your balls get?
Mine don't. I had to take a shower this morning. It was smelling rough.
What do your balls smell like?
You're gonna say I'm lying, but
yeah,
I'll
you
tell
are. You definitely are. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the spectrum from kettle corn to freshly cut grass.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. You don't believe me, but it's the truth. And then my body odor smells like fucking Elmer's glue. I got weird things going on. I'm a cyborg.
You're dying, bro.
No, it's been that way my whole life. Dude, my balls used to... Sometimes something else would happen. Like, my pH would get fucked up when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember being 13, and my balls would smell like fucking the chemicals that you use to develop photos.
Mm-hmm. That's God being like, these are this
like
is
a
toxic
dark
nut.
No, I could very well be... I think I might be an android. No one told me.
You have, like, you have chips and stuff inside of you?
What,
beep, boop, 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 boop,
yeah.
Beep,
yeah.
I don't think...
Have you ever cut yourself open to check?
Yeah.
And?
You bleed just like the rest of us.
It made me feel.
It did.
I could finally feel something.
Yeah. You hurt yourself today?
Yeah, to see if I could feel.
To see if I was gay.
Yeah.
I fucked a man today to see if I was gay.
I cut myself today to piss off my dad. Dude, honestly, how gay is Johnny Cash for covering that song? I mean, I like Nine Inch Nails and I like Johnny Cash, but Johnny Cash...
He was so old, though, at that point.
I know. What a homo.
Yeah. Who cares?
Damn. Good point.
He's like 800 years old.
He is so old.
Damn, a rare homo dispersed at just the right time. Caught me off guard.
Yeah, it's good sometimes.
Going old Johnny Cash homo
for covering Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes you just throw one of the classics in there, an homage to times past.
I had gay sex today. Because I wanted to.
Because I am actually gay.
Yep. Oh, yep.
Johnny Smash.
Johnny Smash, dude. Yeah. Did Johnny Cash fucked a lot in his life, right?
I fucked a man.
He did a lot
Reno.
Of drugs more. He had a wife, though.
He didn't fuck around?
June.
Didn't your boy Joaquin played him, too, didn't he? Yeah.
I think he was just on that
Joker
smack,
Cash.
Dude.
Really?
Joker Cash.
I thought.
Joker Cash.
Yep.
Dude, mm-hmm.
Joker Cash.
Joker Cash.
Thank you.
Joker Cash, Nick.
Yeah.
That's
who?
My son's name.
That's a good one, dude.
Joker.
Joker Cash.
It's
Joker
after Cash my two Mullen. Favorite Joaquin roles.
Yeah. That's because the Joker has the dollar sign on the card, on the playing card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and cash like money.
Yeah. You ever think about that? Why has the Joker got a dollar sign on the playing card?
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Well, they never explain that. It's something people just accept. There's a dollar sign on the Joker.
People don't question.
Instead of a J.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
It's stuff like that makes you realize, man, it's a system. It's all a system.
That is a system, man.
It's a system. Like Sega.
Mm-hmm. Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, should I go buy a Dreamcast? I was very tempted to buy a Dreamcast.
I almost
I
bought one.
In Japan.
Me too. I almost bought one.
But aren't
the
disc region protected or whatever?
You could probably buy some jailbreak shit.
Yeah, you can just mod it.
Nice. So wait, he didn't fuck. Johnny Cash didn't fuck.
He probably did. I mean, he was a famous person.
But some guys
people fuck
guys,
us.
Sometimes guys, that's true. Sometimes guys that like drugs don't fuck because they're too busy. Their dicks don't work and shit because they're doing heroin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, that's basically how I am with food. Sometimes I would.
Yeah, it's a
I
drug.
Would just like to get.
You're a drug addict.
Sometimes it would be. It's just nicer to eat like a whole pizza and 20 wings.
Whole pizza.
Than get your dick sucked.
Whole pizza.
And then beat off. No, actually, The key, the greatest situation is getting your dick sucked first.
The best and situation
eating
is
after.
The apples from Costco.
Then,
yeah,
20 apples from Costco?
Pizza.
Yeah, the Costco apples.
24 good. Apples?
I've been eating the Costco apples.
Oh, yeah. Those Gala apples.
Don't look at them.
They're good.
Don't look at my
They
apples.
Come in the plastic case.
Keep your goddamn eyes to yourself.
All right, I'll look down. I'll look down again.
You dare eyeball my sealed apples, mm-hmm. individually sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Individually.
I got to go to Costco so that I can get snacks and such.
Mm-hmm. Bostco. Mm-hmm. Bostco.
Vostco?
Bostco.
No, not quite.
No, you're off limits.
Coxco.
Don't touch, okay? Off limits. Right.
Leave it to the big boys.
All right, go take
Coxco.
It away.
Coxco.
Me and my ex-girlfriend, one time we were hanging out in our kitchen. We were, like, drunk at, like, 2 a.m. And her fucking roommate came home. There was this giant nerd. And he had, like, this fucking, like, personal pizza box that he puts in the refrigerator. And he goes, okay, guys, this is mine, all right? Off limits. Don't touch.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. The fuck was that? Okay, this is mine, off limits,
dude. As I know exactly where that man's coming from. I know you've probably eaten some of his food.
Nope, never.
Really?
Yeah, never once.
Huh?
Someone else did.
Yeah. Well, he's been scarred before, dude.
Yeah.
He'd been hurt before.
Off limits, don't touch.
Off limits, don't touch. I do love when someone raises the fucking stakes. It's like you're using threatening language now.
Yeah,
like
right.
We've escalated this relationship.
Yeah, violators will be shot on site. No trespassing on Stav's candies.
Nah, I'm fucking. I'm generous with it, yeah. Dude.
Did one of you touch my M&M phone that releases peanut M&Ms when I pick up the handle? I both use that to make calls and eat M&Ms.
No, I would have. I'm honestly not a big peanuts guy.
Really? You don't like,
I like
peanut
the classic
M&Ms.
M&M.
They call them little peanut stuff.
No, they don't.
Well,
no,
you said you're not a
that.
Big peanut guy.
Oh. No, I'm not a little peanut guy either.
Little peanuts.
You look a little bit like the yellow M&M.
No, I look like the red one. We've been over
the
this.
Red one. The eldest is the yellow M&M.
Come on, man.
That's right.
You're Mr.
I forgot.
It's one thing to do the bits every 100 episodes.
I'm
or
just
so.
Looking at the shape.
No. Yeah, now you're stealing jokes and doing them wrong.
The head, the way your head is, you know.
I'm wearing red shorts, so that should be clue number one.
He's okay. Also the leader in the Stav Eldest dynamic.
Easily. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's
they've
true.
Got like a George and Lenny thing, but like Stav and Eldest show up to a farm, and the guy's like, well, I understand you want us to take your retard friend, but you don't have any skills either. We have no use for literally either one.
Well, could I just get $20 for him?
Mm-hmm.
And please, can I have a pie? I saw a
you
pie.
You have the street smarts.
I saw a pie cooling on the sill. Could I smell it?
I was laughing about a British guy pitching a book. Like, it's a lot of mice and men, yeah? But instead, this time of one of them being stupid, both of them. both of them is invalids. So you go to the farm, and then they both rape the girl. And then they have to shoot each other. And it's even more tragic because now you got two retards have to kill each other to save each other's lives.
Wait, did he rape in that book?
No, he broke her neck.
Yeah, he hugged too hard.
He broke your girl's neck by playing with her.
That's
hair.
Right.
He didn't know his own retard strength.
She said, "You want to feel something soft?" And she let.
I thought the big deal was that he killed the rabbit, but that was foreshadowing.
No, he kills a puppy.
Oh, a puppy. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I remember thinking that book wasn't that good when I read it in high school.
Yeah,
or
it's
middle
definitely
school.
The weakest Steinbeck book.
Oh, yeah, that is Steinbeck, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. My man just did that really quick, it feels like.
He had a shorter one that I read because it was the shortest one on the
oh,
book.
Oh, it's called
report
Adam's
list.
Dick, the book.
The Pearl.
Adam's Dick, the book.
Mm-hmm. It's about some guy that
Adam
was
like, ooh,
diving
it's a book
for
about
pearls.
Jewelry.
I've read that one.
Yeah.
I think
I
for
chose
the same
it
exact
it was
reason.
The shortest one.
Yeah. I remember
I think
that.
That's what every lazy kid reads that one.
Yeah, he's diving and shit. He's opening up a big ass oyster.
Yeah, he's looking for pearls.
What happens to that? Do you remember?
It's an allegory for looking for the clit, you know?
Nice.
He's opening up those oysters. Can't find it.
Everything has to be sexual with you, doesn't it?
That's how I interpret all of art. It's all penises and vaginas.
What is the pearl about for real?
I think it's about a grandfather and a grandson on a like a little boat. I don't remember. I read it in ninth grade.
The Pearl. That wasn't Steinbeck, was it?
I think so.
I have not even heard of this book. I don't even know what it is.
It's just a fucking bullshit book. Oh, it is Steinbeck.
Yeah, it was. It was shorter than Of Mice and Men.
It's a novella. The Pearl, the story of a pearl diver, Kino, and explores man's nature as well as greed, defiance of societal norms, and evil.
It's crazy when you realize how many fucking books some people wrote and like how little some people wrote.
Yeah. It's
still considered like
the
great
same.
Authors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fitzgerald barely wrote anything.
What's his name? The guy that disappeared. He wrote like two books.
Lindbergh.
The one that did the kid Amelia who
Earhart.
Runs away. What's it fucking called?
Amelia Earhart.
No.
What if Amelia Earhart continued flying for 100 years, and then on one fateful day in September 11th, she finally came out of the clouds?
It?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
What if she landed like tomorrow?
That would be cool. And she was Baloo now. And now she was dating Baloo from Tailspin. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's been in the skies getting piped by a bear.
Yeah. Baloo. Baloo's been having sex with Amelia. That'd certainly be a nice distraction from all this Trump stuff we got to listen to.
Yeah.
Yes, Queen.
Yeah,
go
good
off.
News. Amelia Earhart's back and she's endorsing Hillary Clinton for president.
Dude, I hope she runs again, bro.
She's not, right?
She will.
She's
dude.
Flirting with it.
Fuck.
It's going to rock.
It sucks,
if
dude.
She
let's do it
run,
all over again.
She decides
folks.
To run. The superdelegates cuck Bernie and give her the nomination again. And then she loses again. Magnificent.
That's what's going to happen.
Chef's kiss.
That would be the fucking funniest thing.
It would
thing.
Be so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then.
It's like this. People, we're so bad at learning our lesson. You know, we never learn our lesson.
Yeah, but then all those kids would keep getting raped and shit.
What kids?
She would have raped the kids too.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't solve it.
She's from Epstein, dude. She's from the
no, I mean the Mexican kids.
I know, but like she, the fucking
she would make a big show of stopping the camps.
The
at
fucking
least.
Deport, no, the deportation apparatus was started by.
I know all this, but stop fucking saying that shit.
She would continue doing it, and nobody would care.
She would do it, but she would make trans.
The only thing she wouldn't do is the fucking tax cuts, but probably she would.
If fucking
Obama made the Bush tax cuts permanent.
I know. Obama can Barry can suck my hard ass.
Barry Satoru, Indonesian gay prostitute Muslim.
Is that his name? Is that his
Barry
whore name?
Indonesian gay prostitute Muslim.
Barry Satoru.
It's like, you know, when like a dentist has all
yeah.
the letters.
Yeah. It's a DDS.
It's
a
hotel
yeah.
lobby. There's a bunch of I guess his IG. IGPT. I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm talking about. Indian.
I do.
Gay prostitute.
I
don't
Muslim.
Think. I don't think in letters. I think in rhythms.
That's what's going on in Nick's head at all times.
Pepsi. Pepsi, the voice of it. The voice of the. American Nazi Party. No. That
no.
was not the line. I'm sorry, I don't think in words, I think in rhythms.
I think in rhythms.
That's
and right now. Right now the rhythms are pushing me towards Nazism.
I love rhythms, dude.
I'm feeling that what if instead of we say the voice of the generation, we say Pepsi, the voice of the Aryan Brotherhood.
Again, no.
That's what I'm feeling, though. I feel like okay. the character, my character.
Please leave. You're just auditioning. You're auditioning, and I do this as a favor to your manager.
You're calling into the audition. This is an over-the-phone audition.
Damn, I want to audition, dude.
Yeah. Just tried showing up in theater makeup,
yeah.
and spinning around.
Full makeup and yeah. singing. I have a little dick, put me in. I love the 90s, the reboot. Let me be in the
Michael
Mad
Ian
About
Black.
You reboot.
Let me play.
Let me be a guy who fucks Ursula the waitress.
Isn't that just Phoebe?
Yeah, it's her sister.
But same actress. Mm-hmm. Laura Kincaid.
Who's that?
I don't know. I couldn't remember the woman in place.
Lisa Kudrow.
That's it.
Yeah.
Lauren Kincaid. I would fuck someone named Lauren Kincaid.
Yeah.
It's a nice
Lauren,
name.
If you're out there.
Call into the show.
That's a powerful name, dude. The Kincaids.
Yeah, I remember Kincaid being the name of the child molester in the Spawn comic books.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Drives an ice cream truck and he rapes kids and cuts off their fingers and glues their fingers to paper.
What?
And Spawn sends him to hell to be a soldier in Hell's Army.
Oh, he gets to be a soldier?
Yeah, well, everyone in hell has to be joined.
You don't get raped and shit by
the
demons?
No. In Spawn, that's the plot of the thing. Is that he's an assassin that goes to hell because he was like a Blackwater
right.
guy.
Right.
And then he makes a deal with Satan to come back to Earth so he can fuck his wife again.
Oh, really?
But Satan wipes his memory, and then he goes back, and he doesn't understand. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know who he was or... But he has, like, memory flashes of his wife. But every time he uses his powers, it, like, drains them. And eventually, when he's out of his powers, he has to go back to hell or something. I don't know. It's complicated. It's a very stupid comic.
Sounds stupid as shit, honestly.
It was the only comic I ever read.
Sounds dumb as fucking hell.
Yeah. I love the pause music in GTA 5.
It's very soothing.
Yeah.
Is it playing right now?
It's very Michael Mann.
Yeah.
I can't hear it because I got the cans on.
Yeah.
Do you see he's got a new thing coming out with the Baby Driver guy?
Shouts out to my boy Ansel, dude. This is a pro Ansel podcast.
Why do people not like him?
Because they're fucking haters. He's cute as hell.
Oh, yeah. You met him on that show.
That's my guy, dude.
Yeah.
I liked Baby Driver.
He's a Knicks fan.
Yeah, Knicks. The New York Knicks, not Nick.
Yeah. Not Nick Mullen.
No. I don't have fans. I have... associates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, followers.
Criminal associates.
So no one's a fan of yours until they commit a crime in your name?
No, not in my name. We're just on cruise together.
Nice.
We rob stuff together.
Uh-huh. You're like the other guys wearing clown stuff in the beginning
just
of the Dark Knight.
Roping out of a blimp into the bank.
Uh-huh.
It takes 4.5 minutes for me to...
Where does the rope go to?
All the way down from the skylights that they have directly above the
smart,
vault.
Smart, dude.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
A really smart bank design where they put a skylight in the vault.
Directly into the vault?
You just need to break a little bit of glass to get in
but
there.
That's why you have to quick rope from the blimp so that you come down with enough speed to shatter the skylight, which will break your fall.
And then you do a roll when you hit the ground.
No, you're quick roping, so you get up to, like, let's say 80 miles per hour, but not terminal velocity, all the way from a blimp. If you did it from a helicopter, A, the helicopter, it's not stealthy enough.
Of course.
There's nothing, you take a blimp.
So true. A blimp. Nothing is as discreet as a gigantic blimp.
You paint it like a cloud.
Oh.
You put a big cloud on the side.
And then you just disappear into the rest of the clouds.
And yeah. And then there's fog machines on the outside of the blimp that make it just turn. It looks like a big storm cloud. And you put a frowny face on it.
Oh, yeah.
So people are like, oh, that's just
the sky is sad today.
It's just a cloud. It's a frown cloud from Mario.
Uh-huh. No, that makes a lot of sense.
You quick rope out of that.
And what is a quick rope exactly?
It's where you go down a rope real fast.
Is that a real thing?
It's like a Batman thing.
It's called
Batman.
Yeah, it's called quick roping.
Who does it?
Me. Out of the blimp.
Oh, I'm hearing the music now.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's nice.
It's good.
Yeah, this shit rocks.
Yeah. If we got any players or playboys out there, it's Fellas Drink Free at 7-Eleven this week. Just go in and take whatever you want.
You can make yourself a suicide.
Sorry, I'm not talking because I want the listener to get a taste
of the GTA 5.
Was Fat Little Boy Stav into making suicides at a soda fountain?
I loved making suicides.
That was probably one of your favorite things ever.
A huge highlight of my time.
Yeah. Did you have little concoctions? You're like, this is like great combo, great vintage.
Yes, but
Sprite
of
and
course.
Orange soda is probably the best.
Sprite.
No,
and
but
orange.
I would just get in the lab and I would feel it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like,
you cook from the heart.
This is a good one.
That was cooking.
And
for
I'd
you.
Give it to all my friends. I'd be like, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And
do
honestly,
the
best it ever got
Pepsi
was
challenge.
When it basically tasted like root beer.
Yeah.
Or birch. You guys ever fuck with birch beer?
Yeah, it's the same as root beer.
No, it's not.
The same as root beer, I said.
It's not root beer, bitch.
Root beer is. So.
Root beer. You're right. I guess you could be right.
You can't say that it's not. So
I want the root beer sounds
maybe
cool.
Slow your roll
root beer
you
is
it.
Is sassafras, right?
I don't fucking know.
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Birch beer sassafras. Is red as fuck, and it's tasty as a bitch.
I like mug.
I like Mug.
A&W all day, bitch.
Barks.
A&W. Dr. Pepper, which I thought was root beer when I was a kid.
Dr. Penis.
I didn't realize that Dr. Pepper wasn't root beer. I thought it was a type of root beer. Because it was brown.
I can't even describe what type of soda Dr. Pepper
23
is.
Flavors, bitch.
I was always weirded me out when I was a kid. How, like, black people liked orange soda, even though there was brown sodas. And it's like, well, what are Chinese people drinking?
Well, they're not orange, they're yellow.
I know they pee.
They're not, they're not exactly yellow.
Well, it's mellow
either.
Yellow, but I don't know. The mellow part doesn't really seem to fit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess some of them, but
yeah.
For the most part, they're pretty pissed off. Yeah. Mellow yellow.
They're pretty mellow.
Yeah.
Not saying they're yellow, but they are mellow.
Cello yellow, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yo Yo Ma.
Because he's Asian.
That's what it was called.
I guess.
I can see him drinking that soda.
I guess it would make a certain sense, certain logic, I suppose.
If the soda was called Cello Mellow, maybe it would make
mellow
sense.
Mellow
Cello? But he's not really mellow.
No one that gets to the top of classical music is a mellow guy. They have to practice.
Cutthroat. Cutthroat.
Mm. They have to practice like 100 hours a day, dude.
Yeah. Smello Yellow.
Fellow Yellow.
Yeah.
Fellow Yellow.
Like when a guy pees on you?
That's my kind of soda.
Just a nice fella pissing on your face.
Sprite pee mix.
Yummy.
Pee mix.
Yeah, we got a Sprite pee mix for the Chinese players out there. Yeah, brand new Sprite pee mix.
We don't drink piss. Who said that? Yeah. It couldn't have been a Chinese guy. That's not how you guys talk. I am Chinese and I was born here.
I'd love to see the NBA just being like, we apologize for our comments about Coca-Cola. There are a lot of different styles of enjoying Coca-Cola, and it's harmful to say that it's not good with pee-pee in it.
Daryl Morey was wrong for claiming that you cannot put pee-pee in your Coke.
When Daryl said that there's nothing funny about going pee-pee in somebody's Coke, he didn't consider that how many people could be
harmed. The proud tradition of putting pee-pee
in
Coke.
An ancient society.
The
they've been around
Chinese
for thousands
tradition.
Of years drinking bugs and pee-pee. Mm-hmm.
And we are sorry, and you are free to play your joke as much as you please.
Mm-hmm. Just a Chinese Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, whoa, anybody got a Coca-Cola up here? Hey, bring that Coke up here.
Mm-hmm.
He just pisses it in. They're like, ha, 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 ha. He's like, all right, what do we got? What do we got? What's the next joke? Hey, what are you drinking, fella? Is that a Pepsi? Oh, it's Coke. Let me take a look at that real quick. He pees it in. Yeah, back then I'm like, ha, 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 ha. He's like, okay, great crowd, great crowd. Hey, fella, how you doing? What's that on your table? What are you drinking there?
Nice. So he's Rodney Dangerfield only because he's a comic.
He's a comedian.
Yeah. And every joke is
he's in
pisses.
Chinese Vegas just pissing in people's cokes for an hour in a tuxedo.
Honestly,
just every night. Hey, yeah, okay.
Honestly, aside from the racist element of this bit, I would love to see a man a show that's a man pissing in Coke after Coke for an hour.
Yeah, ma'am, what are you having tonight? Other than a hard time with this fella, hey. What's that, ma'am? Is a champagne float filled with Coca-Cola? Ain't that over here?
Just dipping his penis in it a little bit.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome to watch.
All right, folks, I'm all out of piss.
Dude, my ear hurts. My right ear. I think it's from jamming tunes too loud.
You got you listen with earbuds?
Yeah, of course.
I just got noise cancelings, but they make my ears hurt too, and they make my ears hot.
You know what I would love? Boys canceling headphones.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
where it's for girls only.
That's so true.
We don't have to deal with men anymore. I can listen to my girl podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I can do politics. I can do bitch politics on my podcast.
So
my
true.
Boys canceling headphones.
I love that kind of stuff.
Hillary Clinton's going to run again, and men need to freaking.
And I am freaking
deal.
Here
and
for
I
it.
Here
you
for
think
it.
It'll? It's who cares? But you guys think it'll fuck Warren over?
Of course.
Because I feel like a lot of those Hillary bitches are supporting Warren.
Yeah,
it definitely will. It'll fuck everything up.
I feel well, like naturally you'd think it would like draw from the centrist.
I call her Elizabeth Moron.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. She's
That's
dumb.
What my friends down at the American Legion have been calling her. They put a bathroom in the
Is
American.
That a butane torch?
Yeah, it's a butane torch.
It you smoking dabs, dude?
I am dabs. I got map gas there, too.
What's map gas?
It's even hotter.
Whoa. Hello, cat. What the fuck do you want? Wouldn't it be funny if she just lost? Like, she just didn't even beat Biden? Didn't even beat Buttigieg?
Well, they would just hand her the nomination.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn.
She's got the dirt. She's got the beans. She can spill them.
She's got the tea.
She knows who's had sex with children.
Yeah, but so do they.
Buttigieg is a virgin. Confirmed.
Is that true?
Yeah, I said he's never fucked his husband. Not until his first night as president of the United States.
Please, vote for me so I can finally bust inside my husband.
His name is Chasten.
Mm-hmm. Because he's...
Chastity
he's
Buttigieg.
Chaste. Yeah.
Jesus. That sounds like the name of a robot prostitute from, like, Elysium. Like one of those Chappie movies. There's a character named Chasten Buttigieg. And he's a robot that has an evil robot.
That runs on cum.
That has gay sex with you. Michael Fassbender as Chasten Buttigieg.
I'm afraid I can't give you the gems. Mm-hmm. Unless you do something for me.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about like one of those Olympus Has Fallen movies, but there's a female president, and mm-hmm. it's called Olympus Has Been Raped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the name of the president?
That's the name of the movie is Olympus Has Been Raped, and then you still have to sit through 15 minutes of like setup up front where like Gerard Butler is pretending to be a good dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and good at
Sir,
security.
You got your lunch is ready for school? And dropping her off at the bus stop. He's clearly drunk in every scene. I just love being a father. Boop, boop. He's got fucking like cool guy phone goes off.
Right.
Spencer Killerman here. Like, Agent Killerman, somebody raped the president. No.
Okay. And then he...
And then he has to what? He has to like...
He has to rape the guy.
Yeah, he has to rape the guy back?
He has to hide... The media can't find out because then no one will want to have sex with the president.
Yeah. Because everyone knows that's the basis of the president's power.
She's not damaged mm-hmm. goods. She ran on and I'm one of the few women who has never mm-hmm. been raped.
I got the best pussy.
It's clean.
Yeah, that's a good movie, man.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. I think it would do well.
I think that Hollywood would totally make it.
Yeah, whatever. If anybody in Hollywood is listening, if you can please buy this movie from me.
How much are you selling it for?
$40 million.
Any points on the back end?
Gerard Butler
is signed on.
Is already agreed to. I wrote him a letter, and I said, please respond if the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Please mail this letter back to me so I may cut and paste and put Mel Gibson's name over yours and send it to him afterwards. Also, if you have Mel Gibson's address, I would appreciate it. I know you're both from Australia. If you have his address there. Or if you could just give the letter to Mel Gibson and maybe cut. I've included his name. On a piece of paper
and a little tube of paste.
And a little bit of glue. If you would like to put his name on the letter and bring it to him. And guess who I didn't hear from? That's right, Mel Gibson. Which means that Gerard Butler has accepted the role of Simon Killerman.
For a franchise that he's already started and that already exists. And I'm pretty sure his character name is something else.
First of all,
it's a reboot.
I'll be honest with you, I was unaware of the other films.
So Olympus Has Been Raped. It's a completely
fresh IP.
Yeah, it's like a Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call. Had nothing to do with Bad Lieutenant.
And as you know, I'm an agent and I have package deals, so I'm mm-hmm. going to include my character Chinese Rodney Dangerfield.
We're pissing the cooking
as the vice president.
No, it's me doing a character. It's not. There is no actual Chinese Rodney Dangerfield. But I have tape for my eyes and a tuxedo, so well, we're good to go. And I've been drinking a lot of orange soda.
That's yep. Mm-hmm. This sounds really good, man.
Yeah,
I'd watch the shit out of that. Mm-hmm.
Chinese Rodney Dangerfield, baby.
This is the president.
What are you drinking? Is that Coke?
What's that? A Coca-Cola? Hey, let me get that over here. All right, you're beautiful. Love you.
Oh, fuck.
Mitch? Never mind.
What, Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, oh, Mitch. Fuck. Mitch McConnell, dude.
I'm done with him, bro.
Why? Moscow Mitch, dude.
Freaking Moscow Mitch.
That's so, did you sick see that, of his you see that shit where fucking Hillary Clinton is on a podcast. She says that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset.
Yeah.
She goes, she's a Russian asset. And there's other people, too. You know, that is if Jill Stein doesn't run again, who's a Russian asset herself.
Yeah.
You know, and then fucking, like, Hillary people went and said, like, she said Republicans. And it's like, it is crystal clear. There's no way she said anything other than Russians.
Yeah.
The New York Times just changed their article to reflect that she said Republicans.
Hillary people are
without
like,
a correction.
They're what? Straight up QAnon people just, at this point.
The New York Times willingly, like, without, like, I mean, it takes 2 seconds. They just changed facts.
Yeah. Wait, but doesn't the recording exist?
The recording exists. There's no way they didn't know. They would just lie. They're just lying on behalf
what
of.
What podcast does she do?
Chapo?
Yeah,
Tim Dillon is going to hell.
She did Tim Dillon is going to hell? And she said that? Mm-hmm. And Tim didn't put the screws
she did
to
the
that?
Rad dude cast. This Greg Stone.
Yeah.
Talking about fucking pork chops.
Your husband, what's his name again? It's Simon Weisenstern. Oh, Bill Clinton, right. What was that deal with he had a plane? Didn't he? Get a plane that was like souped up or something.
What was the name? I mean,
like
that Greg,
a souped up plane.
What was the name?
What do they
that
call
Greg
that?
Made
is it the soup that goes into the car? I hate soup. It tastes like eating somebody else's vomit. Right? It's already chewed.
What's the name that Greg made up?
Oh, he's trying to remember Rodney Dangerfield's name, and he came up with Dominic Angle.
That's right.
Stone rules,
wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
I love that motherfucker.
Yeah, his brain is amazing.
Yeah,
it's beautiful,
incredible.
Beautiful mind.
Yeah, yeah. When him just like sticking his head in that green room at that show that one time, being like, "Who's up next? Is it Will Savine?" Not anyone on the lineup. No one is.
No
named
one we've
that.
Ever met.
No one you know is named that. Who's up next? Is it Will Savine?
Dominic Engel. It sounds nothing like the original. Oh my God. He rocks.
Mm-hmm. Excellent third mic.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. If there was a third mic off.
Uh oh.
Between me and Greg?
Oh, I didn't even think of including you.
Oh, who are you going to put in there?
I wouldn't even consider you in the leagues.
So, who's the other third mic? Robin?
Yeah, Robin.
Who else? Who's the third mic?
Jake Flores.
Jake Flores.
Jake Flores for this podcast.
Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne.
Andrea Yee or whatever her name is.
Unbelievable. And this man tried to school us.
The Tony. Breakfast Club.
This man tried to school us on the Breakfast Club, wearing headphones.
The Brexit Club.
The Brexit Club.
Yeah.
Like this, like, so you do rap music, is it? You Mike Rips.
Oh.
What's going on with Brexit?
Cheerio.
Now,
I think it fell apart again.
What? Didn't they vote on this like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
The fuck, dude? Just get out. Fuck
Boris
you.
Johnson can't.
We don't want you in Europe, bitch.
That's weird that they call it breakfast, which sounds like breakfast, and then they also say Cheerio, which is a type of breakfast.
Yeah. They're obsessed with breakfast over
they
there.
They love saying Cheerios.
Obsessed.
They love saying Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote myself by morning, double on the under, Frosted Flakes. See you on the trolley.
It's a classic English expression.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're always saying that.
Mm-hmm. Damn, they were out. They're just fucking. They
on the
still
ones
believe
and twos
that
sounds like Cockney slang. I always thought that.
People talk about like, we got Mike on the ones and twos. It sounds like something a cop.
What does minding your P's and Q's mean?
Like not having dyslexia. Yeah. He's like, you better not be a fucking retard. Mm-hmm. You better.
Oh, because they're opposite looking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never got that.
Well, now you did. Mm-hmm. Now you got the real answer.
Yeah, it's like cross your
no
T's
one gets
die.
That wrong. Unless you're like corn or something.
Yeah, you do it on
who
purpose.
Writes backwards letters?
Toys R Us.
Yeah, corn and Toys
didn't
R
they
Us.
Go out of business?
Yeah, Hebrew is backwards.
That's true. Your
no,
own,
but they're
your
writing
own,
it the right way.
Your
for
own
Hebrew.
Mother tongue.
No, yeah, wrong. Incorrect.
It's wrong.
Well, Hebrew wrong. Copied that from corn.
Yep.
They saw that R and they were like, that's fucking yeah,
follow,
crazy.
Follow the leader. It's very much a
yeah.
traditional Hebrew song.
Freak on a leash.
Freak on a leash.
It's actually about all the Jewish slaves that the Egyptians had. Yeah. They
beak,
were on a leash.
Beak on a leash.
About how big the nose is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I get it.
Feeling like a beak on a leash.
Interesting, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's
I
the pharaoh.
Want some bagels and quiche.
Quiche isn't Jewish.
I know, but
they got eggs and
rhymes
cheese.
With leash.
I got you,
you
bro.
You can eat quiche if it doesn't have ham in it.
Really? You can mix cheese and egg?
Yeah.
Just not meat and cheese.
Not meat and cheese. It's a stupid rule.
Isn't dairy an egg? Isn't dairy cheese? Or isn't
eggs
dairy?
Are counted as not meat or gotcha. Dairy.
They're neither? I feel like they got to be one or the other,
they
bro.
They put them in the dairy category just because it makes...
Not in kosher, though. In kosher, it's just like...
In kosher, they're their
it's
own
like
thing.
Eating an apple.
But it's either meat or it's dairy. You got to pick one, bro.
Feeling they like don't, sucking some
they
don't, dick.
They say it's not. Sucking some dick.
Sucking some dick. Yeah. I want
how
to have
some. How many times can I suck a dick?
A dick. A dick.
I feel like I could do okay in a third mic off. Yeah. What would we have to do?
Still thinking about that, huh?
It'd be like American Ninja Warrior.
Uh-huh. So like an obstacle course?
But you'd
course?
Have to be like,
yeah,
be an op-
man,
nice.
I miss obstacle courses. I used to love those when I was a kid.
Me too.
Would you beast them?
Discovery Zone?
No, I remember there'd be like you know they'd do like,
yeah, like
a
field
small,
day.
Yeah, they'd do like either field days or like the police department.
Yeah,
fire department would have like a community like
we would do our
beat
shit.
The fire truck, and then you can like mm-hmm. do the climb through an obstacle course or be like mm-hmm. a cakewalk. You know, events like that.
We yeah. would do ours at the Edward Du Burns Arena.
Arena
on Boston Street.
Yeah,
it's not much of an arena.
Adam did an obstacle course at the Edward Does Guys Arena. Edward Do Guys Arena.
Really?
You know that's not.
They have one of those in or in
Las Vegas,
Orlando, Florida.
I was gonna say Orlando for yeah. some reason.
No, it sounds like the Vegas or Orlando are basically the same thing.
Kind
Thank
of.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for saying
Vegas
that.
Is like Orlando for grown-ups.
Whoa.
For really mature
Take
grown-ups.
That, Orlando.
Yeah, fuck off,
Take
Orlando.
Take that, Orlando.
Enjoy your NBA team, Orlando.
Shots MFing fire. Well, they also have...
It's more like Snorlando. That place is fucking boring.
Boring as hell.
Yeah.
Central Florida, just leave. Mm-hmm. I'm done with you.
Yeah, Orlando Magic. I'd like to show you a magic trick. It's that one from The Dark Knight where he fucking stabs a guy in the eye with the pencil.
That wasn't even magic.
It kind of was.
It was magic.
How is that magic?
Because I believe in it.
Because it disappeared.
It didn't disappear. It was inside of his hand.
You don't know that.
It wasn't inside his hand.
Didn't he stab him through the hand with a pencil?
No, he stabbed him through the head. He puts the pencil on the table.
He honestly did John Wick's move. John Wick stole that move from the Joker. Because they talk about it all
the time. Can
you
imagine John Joker?
Oh, my God. An assassin with the skills of John Wick, but with the deranged outlook of the Joker.
Yeah, the sense of humor.
Man, I would love to see
now that would be something.
A dark social commentary about Marxism or whatever, but through the eyes of the John Joker.
What about John, Joker Wick?
Joker Wick.
Joker Wick.
I like it, dude.
Yeah.
That's also a good name.
John Joker.
John, well, maybe it's a team.
People
John Joker and Joker
if
Wick.
I'm a Joker. And I haven't really had an answer. But now I'm thinking, yeah, I'm the Joker.
And I'm John Wick.
Yeah. I'm also John Wick.
Do you know whose clown car you stole? They call him the Bozo Yaga.
wrong, man. It's just a fucking car. It's just a fucking car. I saw Joker Wick put 17 men into that car. And it has only one seat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, man. I'm about to start doing some drawings for my DeviantArt of John Joker and Joker
well,
Wick.
Halloween is right around the corner, dude.
Yeah, well, we all know I'm going to be John Wick for Halloween. And it's going to take me almost nothing but a black suit.
Yeah,
I'm John. Basically there.
You really should have grown your hair out. Shitty.
I know, man.
That would have been so goddamn
like just funny. This horrible stringy bullshit for like 6 months to be John Wick.
For one night.
What are you just talking about? I'm John Wick.
I'm John Wick. Whatever.
I'm John Wick.
This is my costume.
Can you tell?
It's obvious I'm John Wick.
I'm just wearing a suit.
I
don't even have guns.
I have a fake gun, but I have a black suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just fucking growing out one sideburn and combing it over. Just all long and pubic. I'm John Wick.
I'm John Wick.
From the John Wick movies. And yes, he has Joker makeup on this time.
Feeling like I'm having gay sex.
Feeling like I'm fucking a guy. Oops, I am fucking a guy.
I'm getting fucked by a young guy.
Something fucks my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Something else. Da-da-da. Damn.
I am gay.
MMA. Eminent Michael Madsen. Michael Moore Association.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it stands for?
Yep.
Does it stand for millennials? Anyone else tired of these fucking...
Dude, I am.
Anyone else tired of these fucking millennials?
I'm sick of them, personally. As a Gen Z member myself.
They make me horny. What?
Millennials do?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like fucking a millennial. Fine-ass millennial.
Pussy, dude. I only fuck millennials, dude. Oh.
Remember that show Millennium?
No.
No.
With like I think it was Lance Henriksen.
Who's that? Daniels?
Christina Hendrickson's daughter,
no,
brother.
Dude.
What's Daniel's real name? Lance something.
Oh yeah, maybe he's Lance. No. Wait, no, I can't remember Lance Henriksen from that other guy. Yeah, Ernie Douglas Daniels.
Will Ernie Sabine. Douglas pussy lips, dude. Lance. I'm looking at these popcorners, and they're really staring at me funny, dude. Man. This box of popcorners you got over here is really looking at me funny.
Yeah,
dude.
Can Sav and I get some popcorners?
Whoa,
from
how did
Costco?
You get in here?
You have
dude.
28, dude.
How did you get in the mix, Adam?
Yeah, Adam, you have a Costco membership, so you can't have one.
But I don't have popcorners.
Yeah,
I'm not at my house.
Maybe you should have thought about that when you went to Costco.
Dude, I
can
eat snacks whenever you want at my
one,
house.
But it doesn't really matter. What matters is I will be having one of the white
cheddars.
They don't
sell them at the
Long Island City one?
At the Long Island one. So it's okay if you have
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Ooh, I suck my dick, suck my dick, suck my dick.
Yeah, popcorners are good.
They're really good.
Lance Reddick, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Henriksen is the
That
white
sounds
man.
Similar.
Lance Reddick's the black guy from The Wire, right?
Yeah, that's who I thought he was
Lance Henriksen, or you might confuse with Scott Glenn, who's another guy that has a similar...
I don't know who that is. I don't know who any of them are.
You know Scott Glenn. And you know Lance Henriksen. This is Scott Glenn.
Okay. What was he in?
He's in Training Day. He's in.
Oh yeah, he's the guy who gets yeah.
Yeah, he's in Training Day. He's in Silence of the Lambs.
I only know him from Training Day. Yeah, but yeah, he's awesome.
And Lance Henriksen.
What's his name? Like something with an O at the end.
In what?
Training Day.
I forget.
Lobo.
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 Something cool.
Kincaid.
He's got a cool name.
My name's Lobo Kincaid, and the Olympus has been raped. That's Lance Henriksen. You know him.
What's he been in?
A bunch of shit.
I don't know, man. Who cares?
He's in Alien. He plays Bishop in Aliens.
Whatever, dude. Fuck him.
You remember Aliens?
Not really.
You remember Bishop from Aliens?
No, I'm not that.
Played Frank Millennium.
I'm not that deep in the Aliens franchise. Millennium?
Dude, it was a show on Fox.
I don't fucking remember this bullshit.
Oh,
show.
That's how we got here. They brought up the show Millennium.
And his name was Frank Millennium.
That's not true, was it?
No. Damn, I thought it was, dude. I was about to be so happy. They made a show about a guy named Frank Millennium called Millennium.
As ex-SBI agent Frank Black, now a consultant with the ability to see inside the minds of criminals, working for a mysterious organization known as the Millennium Group. Whoa. But Lance Henriksen plays a millennial.
Oh, I see.
Is that where it comes from?
Yeah. I feel like I'm the voice of a generation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's so funny that what's her name is now
Lena Dunham.
Yeah, she's just put out to pasture. They just sold her off to a pig farm.
She's out there eating slop.
She's being milked by lesbians eating slop. Just getting her pig milk sold off for to the highest bidder. Sometimes 15 cents.
She lives at Woo's from Deadwood. Yeah. She eats dead bodies.
She eats people for
elsewhere.
For the mob, she's eating people.
Yeah.
It is funny how little, like, she's got a bunch of followers and her tweets do not do numbers.
Yeah, she gets like 50 likes.
It's weird, dude. It almost pathetic. Feels like,
because she had her moment in the past. That's what happens. If you had, look, once it's gonna be great once the sun sets on this podcast.
Oh, dude.
And then people are like, what the fuck were we laughing
dude,
at?
Dude, it's gonna be so funny.
Yeah. And then it'd be like, oh, you know, I can't believe, like, and it's like, well, we never said it was good.
Yeah. And then people that like,
we say it sucks.
First of all, make no mistake, we know it's
we
good.
And then
hate
people
this
that
show.
That liked it. People that liked it will have to be like, it was never good, it and I never liked it.
It was never good.
Oh, like the way people say Louis bad,
yeah,
not
yeah.
even funny now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
After they found out about us jacking off in front of people.
We, you jacking off in front of each other.
In front of each other. We get canceled for molesting each other.
So they find out we rigged the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. Like the white, the Black Sox.
Is it? As a criminal mastermind, I rigged the World Series.
Satoru style.
Yeah.
Barry.
So that China wins. Somehow a Chinese baseball team that no one's ever heard of wins the World Series.
They're not even in the league.
They're not even, yeah. They came in overnight.
The freaking Nationals are about to win.
Yeah. What would China's baseball team be called?
They probably have a ton, don't they?
The Nationals, probably.
That's true.
The Smashinals?
No, they don't have sex.
The Chinese?
No, they don't.
I said that once, and I think you guys made fun of me for saying that.
For saying they don't have sex?
I feel like they don't have sex with each other. Are they smashing
the Japanese
all the time?
Don't. Maybe that's what I meant.
They don't seem horny. They seem like they're busy.
The Japanese don't have sex, though, right?
The Japanese don't, but I don't know about the Chinese.
The Chinese probably do, actually.
You think?
Yeah, dude, they're all out in the, you know, you're out in the fields and shit, in the factories. You're working up a nice horny nut.
It doesn't look like China has baseball. Taiwan has baseball, but there's
no. Yeah, they like baseball.
There's
there.
No mainland China baseball.
Korea and Japan do too. Yeah.
That's right. All right, well.
Hold on.
Okay, finish what you're looking up. I have to eat my yogurt and go prepare for an audition where I play the role of
the
idiot.
The Chinese National Baseball League.
Sounds cute.
They do have baseball. Oh, yeah, the teams are just dumb names like you'd expect. Chinese National. What is, okay, fine, do your plugs. If he's just going to walk away.
Oh, no, I'm looking at now, apparently Doja Cat, who's hot as shit, is dating somebody who's ugly and looks like a fucking nerd. Damn. I want to fuck Doja Cat. Okay. just come to fucking see me, man. Who gives a fuck? Go to stabby.biz. Go to the stand every Tuesday starting November 12th. We're in the big room. I'm going to be in fucking at the Stress Factory in Jersey on the 6th of November. I'm going to be in Lafayette in New Orleans on the 8th and the 9th. And then I'm going to be in Atlanta on the 23rd and Tennessee, Nashville at Zany's on the 24th, Baltimore on Thanksgiving weekend. Stavi.biz, also in Houston on the 13th of December. Stavi.biz/tour.
Did you say Funny Moms is tomorrow?
Funny Moms is tomorrow. We got a hot show with a hot...
We got some great acts.
A hot load for your fucking titties.
So what would Chinese baseball teams be called?
Oh, sorry, we gave up on that because you left the room.
I peed.
Yeah,
sorry.
You couldn't wait.
The Dragons.
Couldn't wait to ruin the show.
The Bugs.
Nice try, man. But no, our hearts aren't in it anymore, Adam. Thank you.
Sorry. The Piss Sodas.
Sorry, everyone. It's Adam's fault. Bye.
The Beijing Piss.